Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and YouTube, or on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Follow our IG at thesneakdiss, and follow us on Twitter at the_sneakdiss.com. Now, onto the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Welcome back to the Sneak Diss. This is episode 10. Yeah, we made it. We made it to double digits. I forgot. I was going to get some champagne, but I was like, yo, I got no way to chill it. No joke. I was in the grocery store and I was like, yo, I'm about to cop a bottle of champagne. We about to pop it. Had no way to chill it, though.
Who would have thought when we started this off 10 long weeks ago, we'd still be here.
10 weeks, man.
We'd still be here every week. Who thought we'd make it? We'd still be friends.
I'm excited about this.
We avoided solo careers. We avoided, like, breaking up the band. Like, I mean, man, like.
Yo, we made it.
We're like the Backstreet Boys, a podcast, a sneaker podcast.
Actual wackos in here.
I completely forgot this is episode 10. When I asked you guys, let's do this podcast, I say, yo, let's at least get to 10 episodes and see what happens. Didn't I say that?
You did.
We made it.
Episode 10 going on 100. Oh,
God, it feels so good.
Who are you again?
I forgot, man. I'm feeling much better. I feel a little funny at first, but I'm feeling much better.
That Corona extra got you feeling extra special.
Yo, episode 10.
I think you missed that vodka.
We got some pickups. George, you got pickups?
I got no pickups this week. Okay, actually, I did pick up. But okay. I'm not going to say what I picked up because
I don't get it.
It's a few pieces in order to create something. So
he got those, like, paper SBs.
We talked about last week. The ones you got to, like, a podcast. We talked about at lunch.
What?
The ones you got to cut out and color.
You got to take this piece off.
Yeah.
And buy the other.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, I got you. Yeah. So you bought. Right. So you bought some pieces to a.
I bought some pieces to something that.
You'll post a video or you'll post something about it when you get it.
I'm gonna post something.
Okay.
I get it. What are you talking about? We talked about it.
Creation.
You hate them.
Creation. You don't want them.
We buy one shoe and we take off.
A custom.
You bought the upper.
Yes.
I bought the upper.
What did I pick? I picked up another pair of camo Supreme foams, or camo Supreme fives, a worn pair because I cannot bring myself to undies a pair.
You said they were tried on.
Yeah.
That's not worn.
Oh, no.
I thought that was something else.
The camos are worn.
Camos are worn once, and then I picked up a pair of tried on Supreme Blue 98s for $160. I got a smoking deal on those on eBay, so I'm happy to get those in. And then what I'm wearing right now, I picked up a pair of a low-key grail of mine. I've wanted them since 95. The Air Max Uptempo 2 Dukes. I picked them up locally for a great deal. Paid $60 for them. The 2011 release. Very happy to finally own them. Which is also part of our episode today is the top five sneakers that make us feel warm and fuzzy that we have good memories of, or like things that bring us back to how we thought or what we think about our childhood or just sneakers in general. So we'll get into that later. What you rocking, George?
I have no idea.
What are they called?
I don't know.
Are they Air Techs? Nike Trainer?
Trainer, yeah.
Trainer, but what is they
red
like?
Red and maroon.
Red toes or something?
Two tones.
Let me look it up.
I don't know what them joints is called.
And no, I didn't buy anything this week.
Dang. I haven't bought
anything in a while.
I want to get them green ones.
I've been buying clothes. And plus, I bought a bunch of stuff for my niece.
Spending too much money. Yeah, we've been buying nothing but baby stuff and stuff for Cortez and just random stuff. So, anyways.
You didn't say what you're wearing yet.
Oh, jeez.
Air Max 97s? Yeah, 97. Air Max Reds?
The original all red monochrome Nike Air Max.
True.
I love my Hyperfuse Air Max 90s, but I love my 97s.
And you know what? Since I remember everything, about 3 years ago, you posted a picture of those in ASU going to pick up your PlayStation, and you had the wackest jeans on ever created.
What are you talking about? Them were wax denim. Them joints were fire. I still got them
wax
jeans.
Wax denim.
I was, man. I was in line getting that PlayStation. What is that, 4?
PlayStation 4, yeah. Gosh. That was like 3 years ago, right?
Ooh, which reminds me, we got to get that Drake, that Uncharted, B. Ooh. I was going to buy it. I was going to buy it the other day, but I just wasn't ready for it.
I have not played an Uncharted game, but
I've
never played an Uncharted game, but after seeing like the promos for this one,
you got to go get that pack. There's a pack that has 1 through 3 in it, and then you could buy 4.
I might. Okay. I might need to do that. I'll have to look into that.
Greatest games of all time. Like, hands down.
See, I was always like, because Uncharted was a PlayStation game, right?
Yeah.
I was always Xbox. So I was like Splinter Cell.
Splinter Cell was so hard.
Splinter Cell was hard. It was a difficult game. And then once I got the PlayStation, I started getting into, and I think it's on all platforms, but Assassin's Creed was like the game that like, too I loved hard, Assassin's Creed.
Man. Assassin's Creed is too hard. I can't stand games where you got to do too much like tiptoeing. You start running with them. You start running and you bump into somebody. I said, you know what? I can't play this. It's too stressful.
And the game that started all that for me was Max Payne. Max Payne was a great game.
Max Payne sucked.
You're crazy.
Oh my. I hated
Max
this game.
Insurance. Max
Payne. Oh, no.
You didn't play it on computer then. I played it on computer first before.
You're right. The game was tight. The movie was whack.
The movie was kind of whack.
Mark Wahlberg.
Well, no shite.
It was like Mark Wahlberg. Mila Kunis. And Ludacris. Was Ludacris in it too?
I don't remember. Mila Kunis was supposedly a killer, which makes absolutely no sense.
But there was parts of that game that like had me shook. When you had to go into that. That like satanic ritual place.
Yeah, that was tight.
I was playing it at night. Oh, that game had me shook. I was scared.
Why they stopped making those?
Oh, wow. Oh no, that
they
game
come
was.
Back out with those.
They started sucking after that.
If anybody remembers Max Payne satanic ritual case, shout us out. Let us know.
The shoe is called Nike Air Trainer 3 LE, and the colorway is Team Red, University Red, White, Team Red. So apparently they don't reference.
Catch them on
no name.
The. Finish line sale that's going on now.
They're sold out.
They're on sale?
They're sold out on Nike Store, sir. So
no, but I think they're on finish line.
You could have got them for like 60 shipped. I told you.
Yeah, they were super cheap for
a while. But I had seen a pair of my size on eBay for like 49. It was like more than once.
Even better.
But I figured, but I never, it got copped, obviously. I never looked again. But I want the green ones, the green toe joints.
The khaki color ones kind of fire too.
White toe with green.
Like that one that we were talking about last week. You're talking about. Khaki white, those off white ones?
You talking about Air Tech Challenges. Those are Air Tech Challenges.
Oh.
Yeah, Air Tech Challenge laser ones. They're already out of extra butter and everywhere.
You could get them 30% off right now.
Yeah.
How much is it with 30% color. Off?
The Air Tech Challenge?
Oh, like 30% off already? Oh, yeah, you did say that. Yeah.
I think they're like 120 or 130 or something, maybe.
I would like
under 100.
Like write on them or something. I think I'd make them like dope. No.
Okay.
What's coming out this week? Who copping flu games?
Ooh,
anybody?
I'm copping flu games. I'm definitely anybody. Copping a pair. I'm going to cop a pair of the leather flu game to sell my suede flu games because those joints are $700 on Flight Club right now.
Which ones?
Those. Suede ones with
the suede ones?
Flu with
God,
the date.
Those,
oh man, I don't like them either. But I copped them like 2 weeks after they came out. I bought them worn for $100, and they're at $700 on Flight Club now, or $650. Crazy. It's crazy.
People are losing their minds.
Losing their.
You copping flu games, George?
F no.
Yo, flu games are a low key grail for me. But I mean, as we've said numerous times, they just didn't. It's hard to wear them now. It's impossible to wear right now. I know I'm gonna end up with probably like 2, 3, 4 pairs. I already got a pair locked up. Shout out to the homie in ASU, Mr. Scott.
Dizik?
But yeah, oh Lord, you know I'm a fan of Lord Dizik. But you know I think I'm gonna end up probably with like 2, 3 pairs and just decide on that. I mean, honestly, I haven't liked the on feet pictures I've seen with people wearing them. I like just the pictures of the shoe. But, like, some of those pictures look like they put, like, some oil on them because they're looking shiny.
I saw a pair today, too, actually. I mean, they're
in
fine.
Person?
Yeah,
person?
In person. Yeah, I held them. But in all honesty, like, the ones that you sold, the 06 pair, 08, that pair was – I mean, I'd probably prefer that pair. I wish I would have bought yours when you sold them. I bet you wish you kept them for what you sold
I
them for.
I have no idea why I sold them.
You
I
sold them for, like, 160.
I think I had wore them to, like, one of my friend's son's basketball game.
Yeah.
And mad people were loving them. But then I think I was just like, you know what?
You're in one of those moods.
I'm done with one of those moods. So, anyways, today we're talking Nike IDs and custom sneakers. Either one of you have either?
I do. I have a handful of IDs.
Which you never wear.
Which I...
No.
I've worn them a few times.
Like,
I mean, it's... I can't get to, like, most of my stuff. I got so much stuff. The IDs that I have three IDs. I've got the Solar Red Air Max 90 ID, which I think everybody did when that was an option. I think it's an option again now. It was about 2 years ago. Never I got it on Swoosh. Shout out to Don.
You never wore
back in the back in his Nike Swoosh days. I've worn them like three or four times. And then I bought also the green color in the Air Max 90 and the all monochrome green. And then, yes, I did do a Huarache. I did the all-volt Huarache Nike ID.
And those came out awful.
They didn't come out terrible. They're not bad.
You once you got those in, you were like, don't get it. You told us to not get them done.
The problem was is that, like, the sole on them is translucent, and you can see, like, glue marks.
I hate that.
So it bugged me that I could see, like, glue marks on the translucent sole. I did, like, four other IDs, and they all ended up at pound for pound. So
you had a
I had like a KD5 Yeezy, a KD4 Yeezy, awful. A KD4 Space Jam. Like I went ID crazy for like a 6 month period.
Which is funny. Would either one of you know, do Nike IDs do well? Like, is it doing well?
In what?
I don't,
reselling?
As far as
I don't know.
I mean, like, in reselling,
are people making
only,
them?
The only ones that would is stuff that they only do for a limited time. Like Kobe 9 Flyknit or whatever. Those are multicolored. They're not selling for what they once did, but they're still way over retail.
But me and George have been creating Nike IDs for years.
My lockers.
Our heat locker.
Yeah. My lockers.
Every time I log in, are you going to check out with these KD4s? I don't think I can check out with those anymore.
I look in there and I'm like, yo, I'm surprised. Some of them, like, they don't even have on there no more. No. Like, it's not even an option to, like, create some of the stuff. But I don't know. I just always just feared it. And I feared it because everybody's that I know that create them, they never looked good. Like, they don't look like the same quality as, like, you go to the store and buy one.
I'll say that my 90s, for some reason, I don't like the way the 90s turned out. I mean, they're fine.
Them are the only ones I really wanted.
Yeah.
I think them are the only ones that George wanted.
The Hyperfuse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the toe box is weird. Like, you can see through the toe box, and it bugs me.
I hate that.
But I mean, if you have a white shoe and you wear a black sock, but other than that, you can't see anything.
Yeah, but I mean, like the Solar Res, like, you wear a black sock, you can see the black sock through the Solar.
Like, it's
red.
Like the toe
you
box.
You can see
on
it on the ones on the easy ones.
Not on mine. Oh, which ones?
Yeah, the all reds.
No, you can't even. You can't see the shoe at all.
What's
the
difference?
Sock at all?
It's
like a net.
Yeah,
it's like netting on the toe box of an ID.
Of an ID, and his is like an actual.
And
still
mine is like you can't even see the sock on mine.
So they are a lot different.
And plus the monochrome on those, you had to get the translucent sole to get the full color, didn't you?
I don't remember.
I think you did.
I think you might have been able to choose the rubber regular outsole. I think mine are
regular. Yeah, but you
outsoles.
Couldn't get it color, though.
I don't remember. I'd have
I
to
think
look.
That's why, because I hated the clear sole, because I tried to make the all blue ones, and you had to do a clear sole in order to do the same color blue, that like solar blue or something like that. So I never made them. ID I have is the Kobe, the All-Star Game ones for this year.
And you actually like those.
Love them. That DeRozan. I mean,
those like Easter kind of looking ones with all like the rainbow of colors.
The color was like sunset. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
A beautiful shoe. Like, I love it. And I mean, the main reason why I had it made was because I had a gift card. I mean, that's pretty much what me and George waited on was gift cards. And George got gift cards and never did make one. So
they changed the color by the time I got it, because the whatever color they changed it to wasn't the same as the Independence Day. At first it was, or it was close.
Oh, it was like
they
varsity red,
like
first,
darker red,
and it was like something else. It went to like
whack. I seen them in person at the gym. Whack.
Which
someone
ones?
Made them?
The color has been changed by now, but whatever it was at the time, team red maybe or whatever it was dark, and the colors didn't match. You picked the same color, and maybe it was because the materials, like one part was sheen, the other part was like dull, matte or whatever, and another part was something else. It didn't look right.
And see, the problem with IDs is that, I mean, there's a few things with making IDs. One, I think I would probably have more IDs. It used to be the price. Like, that used to be the problem for making an ID for me, but we spend so much, like, everything costs that much now. Like a Jordan.
Oh, same price. Yeah.
The flu games this week are going to be about what?
$210
$210, something like that. So paying like $230 for something isn't really like a super huge deal.
I mean, foams are $250 now, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, some are $260. The problem is the wait time. I hate waiting for them.
That's what I actually wrote that down like as a discussion point of, is an ID worth the price and is it worth waiting? Because it's like a 5 week wait time. I mean, when was Kobe's last game? That was like episode 4 when we had Brendan here. Like so that was six weeks ago. And people were just now getting their Mamba Day IDs. Because I just saw some people posting today and yesterday on Facebook.
And the wait is hard. I mean, like, honestly, like, it got to the point to where, like, I was really waiting for mine. And then you check the shipping and it still says in progress or whatever.
Yep.
I will say, like, once it's done, it comes, like, pretty fast from China or wherever it gets shipped from.
Like, it does. It comes, like, 2 or 3 days.
They ship it, like...
comes faster than stuff from
faster. Kip. It comes faster than when you order it from the regular Nike site and it comes from Memphis.
This is what I don't understand.
It came faster from China.
Because when I order stuff from End, if I order it on Monday, I got it Wednesday. From End.
End is the fastest.
Oh, my...
Period. And like, all right.
And, like, I can't get stuff from California to me before like a week and a half.
Takes forever. People, you order something from California, they use like standard Snails. Driving or whatever.
Yes. Somebody puts it in the back of their car, drives it to you.
But anyway.
And stops 18 times.
You better
overnight.
Know. Well, guess you need to order from a dude with a Lamborghini next time, B.
I guess so.
The problem is, and another thing with IDs is like it gives you the opportunity to. I mean, all of us as kids, if we were into sneakers as kids, we all wanted to, like, design a shoe or, oh, I want to design shoes for Nike. We've all said it at some point if you're a sneakerhead, okay? These are facts, okay? It gives you the opportunity to do that. The problem is that, which I see when people make IDs, I am so sick of people making a Yeezy version, making a all red version, making a whatever version, a bread version. Like, your imagination doesn't match what you can make, which is a problem. So it's kind of like, what is this?
That's my list. That's like exactly one of the points that I made is like people make these customs or these IDs to like
mimic
a shoe that already exists.
Oh,
so it's like, you know, like I get when people. And actually, there was a shoe that Elk Cappy did. He's a pretty well-known customizer. And about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, he did a desert chip camo Jordan 5 for somebody. And it, I mean, now it's basically the Supreme 5. But back then,
I remember that.
You remember that? Like 3 years ago, he did that. And it was everywhere, like all over Facebook and all over social media. And it was like one of the dopest customs I'd ever seen. And now, you know, the Supreme 5 obviously stole its thunder, but he did do it first. But I've never understood that. Like, people just making a Jordan 3 Yeezy, a Jordan 4 Yeezy, you know, a KD Yeezy. I guess I'm guilty. I'm just as guilty as anybody else. But it's like, is there a purpose to do that?
I mean, I couldn't see myself spending that type of money and waiting 5 weeks to buy a model shoe that looks like another shoe. Like, That just shows, like, the imagination is not as great as you think it is when you get the opportunity to make your own shoe, which is why I guess people are starting to do, like you said, the customs.
Yeah.
You know?
But even customs. I see customs that are based off Yeezys, based off of
that's true.
Others. I mean, how many Yeezy – how many Jordan Yeezy 3 and Jordan Yeezy 4s have we seen in 5s? I mean
– we've seen that, and we've seen Yeezy Adidas painted in the colors of Yeezy Nikes.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just, like, I don't understand the point of that. I mean, I get, like, you're trying to get a shoe that resembles something for a fraction of the price or whatever, and it might be cool to add a strap. And some of them are done very well, and some of them actually look nice. But, yeah, where's the creativity? Like, in my opinion, like, the whole reason to do a custom or the whole reason to do a Nike ID is for it to have your take on something and your spin on something and like your imprint on something. One thing that I've seen that's kind of like, it's the coolest thing that I've seen done with Nike ID besides putting your own spin on something is making a what the. Like, people, like you and I wear the same size, so we could both order a Kyrie or a
Jordan. Oh, is that
LeBron.
How they do it?
Yeah, so you'd order
I
one.
I never knew that's how they did it.
Yeah, so you'd order one, I'd order one.
You knew that?
What?
Like, well, you never seen like how like, people like post their IDs they created, and one is a completely different shoe than the other. I didn't know that they were. Never knew that. I just thought like,
what? Order two different shoes and put them one with one and one with the other.
I just didn't even think about it. It never crossed my mind.
Yeah. So like you and I would you'd order like one color. I'd order one color. And then we'd swap.
It crossed my mind.
A left for a left, and we'd have two shoes. Yeah, that's how you do that.
So, because when they had those the Griffies on there.
Yeah.
Oh wait, well no, Griffies weren't on there. Griffies came out as a what the.
Griffies,
the first Griffy, not the one that I'm thinking of. You know, it wasn't like labeled as a Griffy, but it was like the first Griffy. It was I can't think of what it was called, but it came out in stores as a what the model.
Okay,
I'm thinking of something else. But I have seen people like create a what the model, and I was like, dude, how'd they do one different shoe? It never crossed my mind.
Yeah, like I've seen like Kobe 8s, Kobe 9s, Kyrie 1s, Kyrie 2s.
I do think that's kind of tight, I guess. But like I said, it's just not worth the wait to me. It's not worth the wait and worth the price. And if people are actually spending like $500 to do two sets to create a what the set, they could kill themselves.
Well, no, because it'd be like you spend $240 on a shoe, I spend $240 on a shoe, we swap left shoes. It still costs the same, but I guess in theory, like we're paying $500 to create it. But it's, you know, still the same price per
and
person.
And if y'all wear them at the same time, then y'all kill each other.
you have to have a battle.
But
why, how come when I just typed in what the Griffy, Mike Piazza showed up? Remember Mike Piazza? What happened to Mike Piazza?
I read something the other day. They released some new news about that trade. Oh, they said that Fox News executives were behind the trade because they wanted to get the Marlins owner to sell the team.
When he got traded from the Mets to the Marlins?
No, the Dodgers to the Marlins.
Oh, the Dodgers
to the
Marlins.
They went to the Marlins first.
Oh, and
then
the
Mets.
That's right. You're right.
Where did you read that at?
It was just released when like LA Times or the Dodger sport writers or something like that, or one of the national. I don't know. It was retweeted by a Dodger sport writer.
There'd be a lot of stuff happening in the background.
I'm upset. Well, I'm upset.
Shout out like to Mike Piazza. A Dodgers upset. Great.
But anyways, yeah, customs. I haven't gotten into the custom games. I know a few people that got customs. And
so wait, were you holding off on your pickup of the week to talk about it during this segment? Or
what's my pickup? No,
no,
I'm not going to talk about
He's
that.
He's not saying nothing.
I'm
it's
not talking
secret.
About that.
It's a super secret.
It's a secret.
It would be an appropriate time to talk about
no,
it.
I'm no, not until it's
it.
Done and ready.
Not
it's a super
it's
secret.
Done.
All
right. It's done. When it's
Man,
done.
Man, you're trying to spill Area 51 news on here.
You act like you guys be the first ones to
We're
have
in
them.
Lockdown.
Well...
We Actually, don't want, right. but we just don't want other people to have them before we have them.
I mean, you don't got to tell them where to get it. You could say what it's the
you're
perfect
telling,
segment.
You're telling
for it.
Too much.
Yeah, we'll save that for next week. You're Hopefully, I got them much. Joints cooked by next week.
Oh boy,
they're gonna be cooked, B. They're gonna be cooked.
Guess you need Hannah's help.
Oh,
sewing machine. We got a sewing machine.
I'm about to bake them joints. But anyway, yeah, like I said, custom joints. I'm not interested in customs. Yes, you are. No. Well, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm interested in particular. I'm not interested in like buying a LeBron and painting it like Iron Man.
I think the only person who's interested in that is LeBron himself. He has Mache or however you say that.
Is that his name? Mache?
Yeah,
Mache? I thought it was Mache.
The
yeah.
problem is.
They suck.
Well, the problem with
They look okay.
They suck because LeBron's shoes suck. But LeBron was like, oh, these are great.
I mean, that's
I assume
just good
that's
for
how
him.
He talks.
The problem with customs is that I know people that have actually purchased customs, and I'm not knocking any custom designers or anybody here.
Because I'm going to say this. Vic Almighty, the
does,
LeBrons.
Yes.
He does, whatever model that was.
The 9.
Those were great.
The red right. ones that he,
those
the red
tight.
And the South Beach ones that he did on the Scooby-Doo LeBron 9 EXT.
Scooby-Doo. Oh, the hazelnuts.
The hazelnuts.
Shoe sucks.
It does suck. But the customs that Vic did on that shoe, he did the red sample, which he has a video on YouTube on how to do, and then he did a South Beach version, and those were super dope. The problem with customs is that when you get a custom, if it's not done correctly, the midsole starts to crack, the sole on the paint starts to come off, the upper paint starts to crack, and I mean, you can pay $500 for a shoe, wear it twice, and it becomes absolute garbage. Like, you literally have to throw it away. A buddy of mine bought a Easter LeBron 9 Low that was customized to look like a LeBron Miami Vice 9. What's the word I'm looking for? Premium, not premium, but
EXT.
No. The high end
elite,
ones. Elite.
Oh,
the Miami Vice LeBron Elite, and he wore it twice, and stuff started falling off. Paint started chipping off. Midsole got cracked. Paint came off the bottom of it. I mean, it was like, and he literally like just peeled everything off, wiped everything off, and it, you know, turned back into a $80 shoe. I mean,
he wiped it off.
Oh, yeah.
He must have had a rejuvenator under.
he put the pre-treatment and put it in the bag.
And it came out perfect again. So
he pre-treated it, put it in the bag, then put the fender spray on it.
He should have contacted him first before he did that.
So if you are going to buy a custom, make sure it is somebody reputable, make sure it is somebody that knows what they're doing, and make sure it's something that's quality and is going to last, because customizers do not give you refunds. He found out the hard way.
I honestly say don't even waste your money.
Don't.
Certain customs, I was looking at the pictures from SneakerCon in Chicago, and I seen a LeBron. It might have been the new Elite model, and it was kind of tight what they did. You would have to see it.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was kind of tight.
No.
It was creative.
You don't even believe that.
It was creative, but I wouldn't wear it.
What I want to know is...
It's almost like they turn to fakes when you customize them. It's like they're fakes now.
That's, like, yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, like, if somebody's wearing a custom, are you looking at that and you're like, is that even real? Or is that...
Why did Nike stop allowing discounts on Nike ID? Because people were returning the stuff, or like what's
discounts as far as like swoosh discounts?
Yeah,
you still do get it. You still get 40.
Well, maybe they brought it back because it went away for a while.
For a couple years, and like they would run like special promos, like they would do like 20% off copping. Or 30% off.
Really? I'm copping B.
But now you, copping. But now
you ain't copping nothing.
Maybe Air Max Zero. Just to make you mad.
Suck.
Just want to put them on my feet. You're gonna
I'm not going
like,
to say the name. I'm not going to say
do Birdman hand rub. Say,
I'm not going to say the name of the person who just posted one, but it looked whack, bro. It looked whack.
No, they are. They,
let's
as
say,
far as
let's
I know,
say this person on site might beat up Ryan.
Oh, boy. What was the shoe? It was a
zero? It was
zero.
Okay.
It's a zero. Right,
I need to go
ahead and get
this.
I think a good handful of our listeners know who that is. Anybody in the ASU knows who that is. Well,
wait, and it's on his regular feed or is in a group?
No, I seen it on. I seen it on Instagram. Let me pull it
up. Oh, yeah. I need to see that.
I seen it. And I was like, yo,
oh, I'm copping.
It literally said on the back, it said, I hate simple.
One shoe said kill. The other one says simple. And he posted it with a fake Rolex.
Hey, get a little specific. Oh, shite. But
that might be one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, here it is right here. Hold on. Let me see if I could. Here.
So, I mean, that's the problem, though, is that, you know, you got customs, you got IDs, you got all these things going on, and it's like, does it take away from the original?
Is it? Do these suck because, like, the don't name suck. Is on them, or do they suck for another reason? Like, let me hear your analysis.
They just and
we
suck.
Should, I would say we should post a picture to show what we're talking about, but that would be mean.
Nah, those suck. That's too much money
I
for
don't.
Those.
Those suck.
How, what is it? 160 or something plus
for
that?
For a zero? That, isn't it like 190?
I mean, he tried. The back has me in tears. Yo, the back has me. I'm having a heart attack. I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
Hey, turn him around.
Kill Whitey.
Hey man,
he is actually in tears right now. What the fuck?
Oh my god!
All right, man. Ooh, chill out, though, because it's TOS, man. It's Terminate on Site. So I ain't trying to be included in that, man.
He set him down. All
right. Anyways. Like Ryan said, today we're doing top five. We're doing top five sneakers that mean something to us. Where are you going?
I'm good now. I needed a minute. I needed to breathe.
Complex shopping. I haven't watched the last ones. I haven't watched the last...
The Action Bronson?
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, Action Bronson Complex Shopping might be one of my... It's my favorite. It's
you,
my favorite.
Well, one. That's because you don't watch. I mean, it's my favorite one too. But you got to watch his shows. If you don't watch his shows,
I did watch his show. I've been watching. Fuck, that's delicious. I've been watching other like Action Bronson. He's a funny dude.
Did
like,
you watch the 420 special?
That's one not. Of the funniest my, things I've seen in my But my favorite life. One is the one where he goes to that when he eats a duck in New York. They make the duck and he's wearing like the suit jacket with a t-shirt. You haven't watched that one?
I'm sure I have, but that, how long ago was it? It wasn't this go-round. He's been doing it for a while. It just was online first before it was on TV.
Oh, I watched them on YouTube, so it might have been an older one. It might have been an older one.
You're not watching the ones that come on TV then.
Where are they at? What channel are they on?
Vice Land.
You got a DirecTV.
Channel 271,
B. You still got DirecTV?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Just to make sure. I haven't watched. What was the last one that just came out?
The season's over. It ended a couple weeks ago.
No, I'm talking about Complex Shopping.
Oh, Action that Bronson. Was Action Bronson. Oh no, one came out yesterday. Came out. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch that one.
Oh, I didn't watch it. I didn't know that one.
I've been off the map, B. I told you.
I sent him a tweet like, "Yo, come do Complex Shopping with the sneak disc." I'm like, "You can sit at our computer while we cop off eBay." He didn't respond.
He didn't like the post or nothing.
I put hashtag groundbreaking. He didn't even like it. I said, "Yo, if you sat with us,
Joe, what's the
you
deal,
pulled
B?
You pulled up a chair and Yo. Sat with us while we look for deals."
Top five. Who wants to go first? We got the top five shoes that are memorable to us, meaningful to us. George, you finish your list?
Yeah.
You want to go first?
Ready to go. All right.
All right, we'll start with honorable mentions.
Yeah.
You want to run your honorable mentions first?
Whatever. Well, Greg's going to make fun of half of these because he told me.
Well, what's your honorable mentions?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're going to make fun of half of them because you told me to
like
buy.
What?
You told me to buy them and I didn't.
Oh.
See?
You don't own any of them?
Here we go. No, honorable mentions I own.
They should be in your top
one.
Five.
One. No. Honorable mention.
And
actually, one of them probably should. I probably should switch it out, to be honest with you, but I don't own it, so.
And, like, give us, like a brief reason of why. Like, why it means something to you.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Obviously.
Okay.
Follow us or else.
Why you keep saying all right? Like, you don't know what's going on.
What's your honorable mentions? Top five sneakers that mean something to us.
That's not even recording, though.
I'm still feeling funny about that stuff that we looked at on Instagram.
All right.
Hey. Okay. You better pause your life, huh?
All right, here we go.
All right, honorable mentions. As I said, Gregory is going to make fun of half. He's going to make fun of me for having half of these on there, even though they are important shoes in the, just not in my life, in the life of sneakers, period.
Okay.
Number one. Honorable mention, Buster Brown. No, I'm just kidding.
Bruh, no joke. Oshkosh, I was going to say something about Buster Brown's name. I said, yo, I know George Best says about Buster Brown. He from California. You better say something about Buster Brown's name. I was
actually, that reminds me, I probably need to put something else on here. Actually, you know what? I'm going to switch it up. I don't care. I'm going to put something else on here because you said California. I feel bad I didn't put that on here because that should be probably number one.
Probably.
But honorable mentions, Jordan Team 1, black, white. Or had them originally when they came out, 97, hooped in them. Greatest hoop shoe until the Kobe 8 came out. Actually, until the Kobe 4 and the Kobe 5 and then the Kobe 8. Jordan Team 1, black, white.
Jordan Team, I remember
which you didn't buy.
Yes, which I didn't buy. But I probably still can buy for less than retail right
you
now
can.
If I wanted to, so... I don't know. It seemed like when they brought them back out, they were just made out of, like, steel girders. It didn't look like a comfortable shoe when they came back out. The first one actually had, like, super nice leather.
It still looked the same. It just wasn't, like, nice
it
leather.
It looked like it was bulky, too, with like, made out of, like, made out of the Continental tire rubber they put on the bottom of Ultra Boost.
They look wearable.
All right. Yes, the shoe doesn't bend with your foot at all.
What else you got?
All right. Also, Air Force Max, black gray. Grew up watching college hoops, Fab Five. Not so much because Barkley wore them, more because Michigan wore them with the long shorts and the black socks. First team to do that. Super dope. Air
Force
those. Max. I do own those. But this is honorable mention, though. I don't have the Jordan Team 1s, as you pointed out. Also, honorable mention list, the Penny 1 Orlando.
Ooh.
Thought about putting it in the top five. So, in other words, the first colorway that came out. I had when them joints dropped, I went and got them on release day. And
great mention. Great mention.
Couldn't wait to wear them to school.
Great.
And I
love it. Love the mention.
Yes, thank you.
Love it.
Thank you. Yes, and I still I still own a pair, not the original ones. I have no idea where those are. Probably trashed, air bubble pop. But I did get in on, I think, like 07.
Later than that, like
retro, maybe. They've done it a bunch of times, but I got it way back. What do you mean? What color? The first color.
Oh, you have the original colorway?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
First penny ones. I just call it Orlando colorway. I don't know what color it's called, but the very first one with the black toe, the white on the side. I think the swoosh is blue.
Yep.
I remember off the top of my head. I'm not looking at a picture. Also, the Air Flares, white, black. Greg, chime in whenever you feel like it.
You didn't buy it.
You can get those for like $60.
You're right. I saw someone wearing them at the gym, I think. Was it the gym or it was somewhere? And I told Hannah, I said, those are one of my favorite shoes growing up. And she was like, eh.
I don't know, man. I mean, aren't Grails must cops?
I mean, we've had this discussion many times.
I
like,
think it depends. Like, yeah, I mean.
If what comes out doesn't look right.
I mean, maybe
right,
not every like, single one.
Yeah, do I need to buy them? Yes. At some point, I will buy them, all right? Another shoe I can probably get for about $80, maybe less.
Yeah,
less than that.
And then this is a shoe we've talked about many times on the Sneak Disc, and I'm sure Semple's going to have this shoe on there too, but the Air Challenge LWP. If that one comes out, I will be buying that one
immediately. I'll camp for it.
And the white and gray colorway isn't what I'm talking about. I'm not too big on that other one that had like the purplish
teal, black,
or reddish or whatever. Is that what it was?
The teal and black and like copper.
No, that one's kind of dope, but there's another one that's like blue and burgundy or something.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
Let me pull this up.
I love that shoe, but that's what y'all would like hop in your car and go get?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, I would.
I would
hop in my car.
They're not better than AirTech Challenge 2s. Like,
yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're not better. Are they better than AirTech Challenge 2s?
No, AirTech Challenge 2 is in my top five, so.
Ooh.
But actually, I probably should move something. I'm going to have to move something out because, all right, you know what? I'm going to move out number five. I had to put Ultra Boost number five, so Chalk Ultra Boost was in there because it's the best shoe and most comfortable shoe out right now. So that shoe is important.
In your honorable mentions?
That's in your top five.
I'm putting it in honorable mentions now because
it was in your top five?
Because I have to, yes, it was number five, but it has to move down one step because I can't put.
You love Boosts, man.
You do love them.
You love them. You had a Boost.
God bless
collabs,
the Boost.
Top 10.
I mean, I can move number four down if you want, but I figured
out. Hey, man,
this
is your list, man. We all fam here.
God bless the Boost. Okay.
We're all fam here.
All right, so we'll put the Chalk Ultra Boost because those are next level right now. It's the best shoe out right now. So. For the lifespan of sneakers, we'll put that honorable mention, and I'll put something else in that slot.
So, we're going top five now, or do we still do honorable mentions?
Everyone's going to go around, right? This is the color I was talking about on these LWPs. Here, let me pull this up. the one in the front right there. I thought it was a different color.
Oh, yeah, the copper black ones.
Let me see.
Is that what it is? Yeah. I thought it was like burgundy or something.
I do remember those. Yes, I do remember
those. Oh, yeah, those suck.
And then there was a teal and black pair also, right?
Yeah. That one popped up, but not
the teal one, and black wasn't too
the
wasn't
one that I had originally at when it came out was the white and gray.
That copper one was awful.
The teal and black one isn't terrible, but yeah. So that's a great shoe. I would get in my car. I would drive to Kentucky for that shoe.
All right. Honorable mentions.
If they couldn't ship it.
Honorable mentions.
Is Oneness in Kentucky? I would drive to Oneness for that shoe.
I don't shop at Oneness no more.
Someone had posted, speaking of Oneness, someone had, like, Sneaker News or one of them had posted that they got the Royal Blue Ultra Boost today. And I clicked on the thing, and it was already gone off the website.
It didn't work. I don't shop Oneness no
did
more.
They, yeah, I don't either, but did they sell out, or did they just remove the link?
I don't know.
It said it didn't work. They went to a page that said, like,
yeah,
no,
I know that, but then if you go to Oneness homepage, it's not there. I'm just wondering, like, if it was a Kentucky thing because of Royal Blue, they sold out.
Well, why don't you go to Google and read Oneness reviews, and you'll find out what happens to all those shoes that everybody wants.
Yes, because those sell for so much in the aftermarket.
And they get out the back door. Lines for days. Out. Oneness has the worst customer service ever. I don't know how Oneness is still in business. Shout out to Oneness.
Oneness might send us
for trying
stuff,
to.
Nope.
Shout out to Oneness for
they
trying
like,
to tax
they
me
like,
on everything.
They like Gregory's comment. Nope.
They did?
They did. I was hating on them.
Oh.
They liked it.
They do
I
like,
said their
they
customer
the
service
hate.
Has gone down, and they liked it.
They like that. Yeah, they take pride in that.
What's your honorable mention? Why you got that notepad?
All right, my honorable mention.
I'm not putting honorable mentions in the video.
All right, that's fine.
I'm just recording it.
It's still like a part of the show.
Did you turn it off and turn it back on, or did
no,
you
just moved it?
Oh, all right.
Bruh. All right, so my
why you got a notepad?
Because I wrote stuff down, so I remember it.
How long honorable mentions you got? You look like a newscaster. You like you on site.
So my honorable mentions are...
No location.
Concord 11s. I always wanted Concord 11s as a kid. Didn't ever have them as a kid.
You don't have those in here.
Air Max Up Tempo 2s, which I'm wearing right now. I remember seeing them like on the basketball court playing Wham basketball growing up. Always, always, always wanted them. I took this shoe out of what would have been my top five because of recent controversy around the person who the shoe was designed for, but the Converse Run and Slam Away colorway was always one of my favorite shoes growing up.
Talking about
up.
The one that J.R. Ryder wore?
Yeah, everybody wore J.R. Ryder, the cons. The,
Kevin
the React
Johnson.
Juice. Love
the React Juice.
But J.R. Ryder wore them too.
Oh, I thought you were Larry and Larry Johnson. I, you said Kevin Johnson. I thought you were talking about Larry Johnson.
No,
Kevin Johnson.
Larry Johnson Grandma didn't wear these ones.
No.
He didn't or he did?
He didn't. He did. Isaiah Ryder.
I mean, he had his own shoe.
Yeah, he had his
that.
Own. He had Aero Jams.
The Grandmama.
Yeah, he had Aerojets.
How do you remember that?
How do you
grills,
not?
Grills.
Super. Yeah, they are dope.
I remember that J.R. Ryder wore those. What's wrong with you?
You don't remember Grandma Ma's, though. The commercials.
I mean, no, I like, remember he had his own shoe, but I assumed he wore those other ones, too.
No, those were Kevin Johnson. Kevin Johnson was like the main
okay,
push.
Stop saying
those.
Kevin Johnson just because you're a Suns fan.
The Taxi Jordan 12, I always wanted. That was the best. That's the best shoe
How
commercial.
How many do you have right now?
Of what?
Taxi 12s.
Two.
All right.
That's
I was
the
hoping
best,
you weren't going to say four.
That's the best commercial for a shoe ever is a
awesome.
Taxi 12 commercial.
I hated that commercial.
And the 1-800 ad in Slam Magazine is one of my favorite ads
Nothing
of all time.
Nothing is better than Jordan 4 ads with Mars Blackmon, period. Those are the best ads of all time, period.
I love
the
Jordan
12. Print ads or commercials?
Everything. Was in the movie Do the Right Thing, Mars Blackmon, commercials, everything.
And we all know that all of us were dialing 1-800 to hear the 1-800 ad of what they were talking about on the shoe when we opened our Slam magazines when we were kids.
We didn't have cell phones. Though.
No, you called from the house phone when the parents were
sitting. I don't even think
I had
Slam magazine. I saw it at the store.
I don't even remember them in Slam.
I remember them
in Sports Illustrated.
No, yeah, I always saw them in Slam magazine.
I had a subscription to Source, though.
They have the Slam magazine had those, and they had those Stephon Marbury ads with like the broken ankle and the and-one shoes. Those,
X-ray.
Some of those and-one shoes were fire.
Man, what? The best commercial. Actually, I'll tell you right now, the best, I don't want to even call it one commercial, but media campaign or advertising campaign, whatever you're talking about, is Kobe 4's by far. Ankle insurance.
That.
Oh, at the time, funniest in history. How do you
can't
not remember?
Even remember.
Little they had, penny commercials they were fire.
Yeah, those were fire. They took them like dummies out there with the like, and
okay.
like made them
I
like
do.
Broke the ankle, and
I
it was
do.
Like make the sound like. Psh,
I remember them.
Get your ankle insurance.
But yeah. Lil Penny commercials were fire flames. Lil Penny commercials.
I'm sure you've seen. You need to go back and watch.
Were super dope.
It might
then,
be corny now because it's Kobe, but it was funny back then.
And then two more quickly: the Zoom Flight 95. I remember staring at them at JCPenney's constantly. Wishing I owned a pair.
I was going to bring those.
I love those. That's a great shoe. And then the Air Much Up Tempo. Not the Air More Up Tempo, but the Air Much Up Tempo.
The single Air bubble?
Charles Barkley wore them in the Olympics. They were white, all white with gold and blue accents. That is,
Instead of 180s?
Yeah. I remember getting those. I had a pair of shoes. I had a pair of up-tempos. I popped the air bubble, sent them into Nike. Nike sent me that as a replacement. I remember running across the parking lot to the office barefoot because I was so excited that the mailman dropped those off. That is an honorable mention. One of my favorite shoes of all time.
That air bubble, air much up-tempo was for like everybody who couldn't afford the air more up-tempo.
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for reminding me that I was poor.
Did you hear what he said?
What?
He didn't barefoot. Say run down the driveway. He said run across the parking lot, B. They rich.
Barefoot.
Parking lot, B.
Because I didn't have money
they
for shoes.
Multiple parking
the
spaces,
hood.
B.
Yeah, okay.
Multiple
in the mean
parking
streets
spaces.
Of Gilbert, Arizona.
All right.
You just said you ran across an entire parking lot at your house.
We lived in an apartment.
Right?
We were waiting for our house. We lived in an apartment.
In your mansion.
Yes.
Wait, that's it? That's the last one?
That was the last honorable mention, yeah.
All right.
Justice. Is it on? Is it
it's
like,
on. Yeah,
like,
pull
I
it,
it, bro.
Pull it
Let
back.
Let me get the nunchucks working.
Pull it back. Pause.
Yeah, but it can be crooked.
Pull it back.
Boop, boop.
Pull it back.
Simple. Pull it back.
Honorable mentions. I only have three. I got Chuck Taylors. I just have to.
What?
Chuck Taylors are my only mentions.
It's your list. It's your
California
list.
Shoe. It's your my list. Chuck Taylor California
true,
shoe.
True, obviously. True colorway, obviously.
Because, I mean, that was like one of the first shoes I had that was like easily accepted in California. You
Royal,
did everything in it.
Royal
you
true or Navy true?
Single, I had Navy. You did every single thing in it. Right? Number two, I have... Jeez.
Why didn't you write this down? You should have wrote it down.
Arizona Flight 95s. I got those. Reason, I remember when mom was taking, we were taking my mom's friend at the airport, and I was dying for these joints. And somebody came walking through the airport wearing them. I said, yo, I got to get those joints. My mom was like, they look like a weapon. She was like, I'm not buying those. I said, all right, cool. My dad, I said, yo, let me get them. My dad took me and bought them. My mom wasn't happy, but grabbed them. Them was fire. I still have.
Talking about the Jason Kidds, right?
Jason Kidds.
Did you have the red what was or the blue?
I had the black.
What was the like? What was the Lowe's that had the same like little sheen plastic bubble kind of look on them?
I know what you're talking about, but
that
I don't
was
remember.
Like something.
Michael Dickerson and them used to wear them at Arizona.
And there was a few other
Gilbert
ones.
Gilbert Arenas wore them.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I know what you're talking about.
There's Zoom Flight something or something
well,
like that.
You talking about the Jason Kidd that had the one eye looking thing that was like multicolored?
It was Lowe's.
Yeah, it was like a... it was like low. It wasn't like Lowe's, but it was like a lower version.
It was Lowe's.
It was something. And I think that was like a 96.
Simple's looking it up.
Whatever it is. And then my other version is the Olympic version of the Air Flight 96s, the Penny Hardaway's. He played like number 6 in the Olympics, and it had the 6 in the back, the Air Zoom Flight 96. I think that's what they are. So then my...
Wait, you're not talking about the ones with the cat hair specials we saw, right?
I'm talking about the Olympic version.
Oh, all right.
Not that one. Those ones, I just remember...
Yeah, Zoom Flight 96.
I don't know why. I just remember, like, it was just really hard for me to get my hands on those. I remember, like, everybody had them except me. And I was furious because I had all the sneakers. And I finally got my hands. Actually, I bought them from a guy that I knew out of class. I don't know what he needed money for. I bought them from him, wore them, excited. Wore them joints every single day. Yeah, those ones. So I was super excited about those.
I should have put these in my mission. I just bought.
That's what I just put in mine.
I know. I got the white colorway at AZ Mills outlet for $40 like 2 weeks ago. They still have them for $50.
I already got them.
30% off.
I already got them.
Okay. You don't got them.
I do got those.
You don't got none. I was watching. Yeah, you're right. But I also should have stuff that I said and I don't have that, so I would buy that stuff first. I was watching something on DJ Ski's channel earlier today, and they were showing like the cat from Shoezium went up inside Sporty LA. And I guess they like, because Sporty LA's been there forever, probably, who knows, 40 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, something like that. And they went upstairs and they literally converted a bunch of the apartments in the building into like shoe storage. They have a warehouse upstairs, brand new original, brand new dead stock Zoom Flight 96 as he opened the box, like the black colorway with the blue or whatever.
Fire.
Clean.
Dope. So now.
Super clean.
On to the top five.
Boing.
Enjoy. Top five.
George.
Top five sneakers that
and Ultra Boost should
to
be in top five, but.
They mean that much to you?
They mean that much to you? Like, they, like, make you, like, you put them on, like, you get, like, happy, and, like, you,
it's
like.
It's the best shoe right now, so yes,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, I don't
and
know.
And those
like,
chocks, when you, have you worn yours yet?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Oh, my chocks? No, I've worn Ultra Boost.
See, exactly. That's how you don't know. Do you wear those, dude? But, like Greg thinks, like Yeezy Boost 350 changed your life. Oh, nah, you put them chocks on, instantly new person.
But I don't know what it is about Yeezys. They like shite. They're comfortable, but something about putting a Yeezy on just makes you feel different. I don't know why,
man.
I don't know why.
Do you watch different TV shows when you have them on? Do you eat at different restaurants?
No, but I definitely feel like the shite when I walk through the mall with them on, B.
You're out of control, though.
No, things happen.
Top five. Invincible.
You're out of control. Yeah.
Top five.
You're about to get in fights.
Top five, George. Top five sneakers that mean something to you.
Number five. Number five. Five, five. Air Tech Challenge 2. I split it because I couldn't pick one. I want to say I like the Kumquat's paws a little bit better. But the hot lavas, it's hard to go against those.
Hot lavas.
So I split it.
Pun intended.
Because I just love. I remember we were in Nike doing something, and the Kumquat's paws hadn't come back out yet, and I pointed them out and was like, "Yo,
fire!"
Yes, but I will say this: The two best, I just got to get this mention in because you already know how I feel about these shoes, but the two best Air Tech challenges of all time are the Wimbledon and the first Wimbledon and the first U.S. Open.
You put them in the all time?
I wish I had already? Both of those shoes.
I mean, not already. Come over on. Lavas?
Come on.
And kumquats?
Come on.
Bruh, come over on. Lavas and kumquats. They're definitely, Wimbledons are in the top 10 hardest sneaker to get ever. And the USA's both of them are probably US in the top Open 10 might as well. Be US harder. Opens are in the top 10 as well.
Those two colorways are just mind blown.
I mean, George just showed us a black pair of US Opens.
DS size 9.
DS size 9 for $350. And the guy is actually $300.
Yeah.
But he wants $25 for shipping from crazy. Virginia. They're too small for me.
What?
I can't wear a 9.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
You can try.
I wouldn't even try to pay. I wouldn't pay that much money to you try can't, to squeeze into a 9. I
mean, take that insole out.
You can't find those anywhere else for probably less than like $700-$800. I mean, I don't even know why he's selling them for that. You can't find them. I mean, what am I talking about? You can't literally can't.
You know,
find
honestly
them.
Though, if he wanted to trade me those for OVO Drakes, I'd give him those. Facts. I give him OVO 10s.
Well,
blacks. If he wants to give me those,
so eBay man, eBay if you're listening, you have a standing offer.
You want to say his eBay name?
eBay. I'm just gonna hit him up. I'm just going to hit him up and say, look, I'll make a trade with you. You can have my OVOs. You let me have those. See what he says.
You can send it to.
But he's going to have to ship first.
You can send it to Sneak Disc Authentication Center.
A P.O. box. All right, what else? Number four.
Number four. You'll like this one. Air Max 90 Infrared Hyperfuse.
Of course.
Bingo Bango.
The number one greatest Air Max of all time. Hyperfuse version.
But you like it more than your
like it more
reds,
than everything.
Huh?
More than reds. Infrared Hyperfuse.
All right.
Great choice.
Air Max 90 Infrared Hyperfuse, number four. Number three. I don't know what colorway to pick, and this is what I realized I needed to add in earlier when you said California. I can't believe I didn't put one in there at first. Probably because I did my list 5 minutes before the show and I'm a moron. But Vans, Authentics, or Eras, pick a color, navy, all white, Damn Daniel, whatever you want.
Damn Daniel.
Whatever color you want, all reds, those all reds that just came out not too long ago. I seen like 87 kids in California wearing those when I was there for 2 days.
I agree.
Flams. Number two is a split, and number one is a split, and I'm sure you can figure these out. These are pretty easy. Number two, Jordan. One black red Jordan 1 Royal.
Okay.
Got to split them. Number two.
That's number two?
Second best shoe of all time. Second best shoe of all time, period. No.
What's number one?
I mean, it's
one?
Not best shoes of all time. It's just shoes that mean something.
No. Just both. Yeah,
okay.
It's both.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Second best of all time. We'll save that for another top list. Yeah. I'm curious what your number one is.
What did you think those are going to be number one?
I mean, not really, but like.
Jordan.
I don't know.
Jordan 1 black red and Jordan 1 Royal.
Well, then
the original highs. I mean, you know, or the whatever, the retro, whatever you got. Number one. You should know what number one is. Jordan 4 black cement and Jordan 4 white cement.
Yep.
Period.
You got a lot of splits.
Best show.
You got a lot of
two.
Splits. Two splits.
Yeah, three.
Three splits.
Oh, three, yeah. Well, because it's hard to pick between those. Pause yourself.
Pause your existence.
Why breads?
Bathe yourself.
Why fours?
Why fours?
The Jordan 4 was the first. I want to say it was the first Jordan I have because I am 100% positive I had both of those. I'm not sure if I had the threes. I can't remember. That was a long time ago. I'm an old man. You guys always make fun of me for being an old man.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure if I had the threes, but I know without a doubt I had the fours. I got pictures of me wearing them.
Well, you were 24 when the threes came out, right?
when the threes came out, I was 9 years old.
Yeah, that's old enough to remember.
1988. Man. I don't remember if I had them or not. I had a lot of stuff back then. I had flights, forces, like
you were rich. I had one
pair
of shoes every school year. You had multiples. You were rich.
You probably didn't even know what sneakers were back then. White people in Gilbert didn't wear sneakers, though.
You grew up rich.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I had everything as a kid.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
I had every single sneaker.
I got a pair of shoes for back to school and a pair of shoes for Christmas. Y'all were rich.
Man, that's tight, man. But look at you now. look at you now.
Yeah. That's probably why he got more than us now, because he's upset.
He's upset.
He got PTSD.
He'd be in the shoe room angry.
Angry,
I'll show them. Show them. Fourth grade. All right, simple.
All right, so my top five. Number five.
You bring some in?
I did bring some in.
Well, pick them up. Let me see them.
I didn't bring in.
You didn't bring,
I didn't bring
five?
In five or four. So number five for me is, and I could have brought it in. I didn't feel like digging it out, is the Space Jam 11. Now, the Space Jam 11 for me, because I always wanted 11s growing up. I always loved the Space Jam movie, Space Jam soundtrack, everything Space Jam. And it was the first shoe I bought coming back into sneakers in 09, camped outside of Scottsdale Foot Locker at the time. They didn't get half their shipment in. And everybody, I remember getting there at like midnight. Everybody had left. I was now first in line, and they only got shoe sizes 7 through 9.5. So I grabbed my 9.5. I was so excited to have it. And it was like the shoe that got me back into collecting and back into being a sneakerhead. So that for me is number five. It was like a great night. I was happy to have it. Number four for me is the Agassi LWP white gray brick red colorway. I still remember walking into Champs the Champs at Fiesta Mall, and I still remember seeing it on the clearance rack and begging my mom to buy it for me, wearing it out of the store, wearing it to school the next day. That is one of my favorite shoes of all time. I love that shoe. Like George said, they released that shoe. I'm in the car. I'm driving to pick it up.
I mean, it was like at the time, it was the lightest shoe out. Like, it was revolutionary for how light it was compared to everything else. Now, granted, it's got that whole gang of holes in it, and the only thing was showing was neoprene, but dope.
I love that shoe.
I honestly don't believe a word you guys are saying.
I love that shoe.
Because once about that shoe dropped, you're going to say, nobody wants this.
No, because you got to think about it. Look at that shoe and then look at like Air Tech Challenge 2. I like the Air Tech Challenge 2 more, but it's bulky though. The LWP like is snug to your feet, and you can wear it with whatever.
You're right, but it doesn't look awful with short
retail.
I will
have multiple pairs of LWP white, gray, brick, red when they release.
I won't have multiple pairs.
Facts.
You know
okay,
better,
get to number three.
Facts.
All right, get to number three.
Number three.
Yeah.
LWP was four. What was five? I thought it was five.
Five was Space Jams.
Oh, LWP Space Jams. How did I miss that?
You must have been asleep.
How did you not put that number one?
Number three.
Oh, that's not number one.
What you got, like
me.
Yeezy Boost 750?
No. Number three, I do not have the original colorway, and I don't have the original colorway with me, obviously, if I don't own it.
I was going to say, if those were Chuck Posits, I was going to knock this camera
but
over.
But I do have the Area 72
version. Look how much he's worn those. What do you wear those with?
I wore these like twice. They crease easy.
I'm not talking about the creases. You're supposed to crease your shoes.
Yeah.
Look at the bottom, though.
I wore them twice. Like, I wore them to a Suns game, and I wore them somewhere else.
You must have worn them to an oil slick.
The Barkley Air Force Max, George's honorable mention, the black and gray colorway is my number three shoe. I love that shoe. I had it in third grade. George was a junior in college. I remember getting detention and having to go to the principal office, writing on the bottom of it. I loved that shoe. I used to clean it. Nights before my basketball games when I was in the third grade, I'd sleep with it on. Like, I loved that shoe. It was one of my favorite shoes of all time.
You wore this more than twice.
Maybe three times.
Trashed.
That's not trash. Like, I've worn
this.
This is
one of the heaviest sneakers.
They're super heavy.
Yeah, that and Rod Laver's.
Like, this joint, is so heavy. All right.
Number three for me, or sorry, number two now for me is a split. I could do a split too. The black Infrared 6 and the white Infrared 6. These two shoes, this was the first Jordan I ever had, the first sneaker I ever remember having. I had them in the first grade. My aunt bought them for me. I thought I was like the king of first grade wearing black and white Infrared 6s. I remember mismatching them. So if y'all want to know where that started right here with your boy. 2 chains, 3 chains.
I can't even deal with this.
But these shoes, obviously, like number two, like one of the most meaningful shoes, one of the most like memorable shoes.
How do you feel like the king of first grade, bro?
I was the king of first grade. Yo, people remember two things about first grade. They remember me and my Jordan 6s, and they remember Philip because he smelled like poo all the time. Nobody wanted to get tagged by him.
I actually do remember a few things about first grade.
Oh, man. I remember these. Like, I remember, like, I was so excited so felt so blessed to have these. These are these both of these. Like, thank you to everybody who helped me get these when they came back out.
All right, bro, go to number two.
All right, no, we're on number one now.
Oh, number one. Let's go to number one. What's your number one?
Y'all should know what number one is.
Is this an original colorway?
This is an original colorway. This is the original colorway. This is the colorway.
I have no idea what it is.
Neither do I. I probably won't be shocked once you put it out, though.
I'm not shocked.
The Barkley CB94.
Why would you
home
pick
edition.
That color of all the colors? Like,
because this is the colorway that I had when I was a kid. Like, I'm sure, like Christmas in third grade. I begged to open a Christmas present on Christmas Eve. You know which one's a sneaker box.
What is this picture you sent? Is
you
that,
know
are
which
you playing
ones.
Baseball and challenge LWPs?
I am. Yes.
What the hell?
A true OG. Oh, a true OG playing
you're
baseball.
You're an actual wacko.
In LWPs.
Dude. You're a wacko.
I couldn't
dude.
Figure out what that picture was. He texted us. I was like, what is this, the Sandlot? I was like, I couldn't figure it out.
We'll put the picture on Instagram so y'all can see it. But these shoes, this Barkley. I remember opening it Christmas Eve. I begged and pleaded to have my parents let me wear it to midnight mass in the snow in Cleveland. I mean, I was like, if they didn't let me wear it, I would have cried. So this shoe to me is super meaningful. I was a huge Suns fan growing up, a huge Charles Barkley fan growing up. When it came out, I said it before on the show, I bought four of them, and I still have all four of them. And I have hooped in one. I've worn one casually. This shoe, to me, is the number one shoe of all time, period. Hands down, holy grail.
Jesus, really? All
really.
That?
Holy grail.
All right.
That's it.
Top five. I'm good.
You're good.
Top five. My first one is the first Nike shoe I ever owned, living in California. My mom convinced my dad to buy them for him. This isn't the original colorway I had. I had the black joints. I had the black joints, I think, with the white swoosh. But the Nike Cortez. Love it. I still love it. I think it's a great shoe. It's one of those shoes that, like, he's with Reebok now, so. But
I bet you he still wears them.
But it's one of those shoes that, hey, you, am I good?
Yeah, you're good, bro.
It's one of those
as he moves the camera.
It's one of those shoes that, like, Jesus, it's one of those shoes that, like, I just feel right now as you get older, it just goes with anything. It's a great shoe. I love it, and I'm looking to buy some other more originals. I'm not going to pay full price for them. I'm not going to pay $80. I'm not going to pay $100. I'll pay $49. I'll pay $50 for them, but they're still great shoes, and I love them.
No thanks.
Number two, the questions. I had, like I said, I had every single shoe as a kid in
school.
Number four, sorry. I had every single shoe as a kid. I'm not going to lie to you. Every single shoe as a kid in school. My mom bought me every single colorway. I had every single model. Reebok questions. Hands down, one of the most iconic sneakers ever. I mean, it's probably the greatest sneaker that Reebok ever created. One. And I remember when I had the blue pearlized.
Well, either that or the pump, the first pump.
Or the pump. The what? D-Browns?
Yeah.
Either that.
Fresh.
But I had the blue pearlized, and then what really cemented me, eighth grade, as like, yo, Greg is the official sneakerhead, was when I got the reds. It wasn't really common. Like Ryan said that he would get one for school and one for Christmas. It was facts. I would get every single colorway of a shoe. I had the pearlized blue, the pearlized red. I had the low tops. I had the black and golds. I had every single colorway of this, and this is still one of my favorite sneakers of all time. Now, can I wear it with how I dress now? Not really, but every once in a while I will rock it. I hate the lows. I didn't like the low top version.
It's the same shoe, cut in half.
It is, but that's not for me.
That makes no sense.
My number. This is a rough one. My number three.
Why don't I give you extra laces with these? Huh? They don't put them in the one lows or any of that stuff.
Number three, Rodmans. This to me is the real 72-10. Okay.
Right.
This was 72
I should punch you in the chest.
10. The Rodman Airshake Indestructs, all right? I love OGs, all right? I do. I mean,
are you saying real 7210 because the Nike made one for Jordan in 2015?
I'm just saying.
Why would...
I'm saying that when I think of
7210... Why would the 12s not be 7210?
No, you're right. The 11 is still a 7210.
Or 11, whatever.
But I'm just saying, when I think of 7210, I think of Rodmans, I think of Pippins. I do. And I love these. I had no problem paying a pretty high amount for these, and they're wearable. All right, I wore these joints probably like a couple months ago. Withheld. I mean, the air bubbles are fogged up. Nike hasn't retroed them yet.
I retroed HSS colors.
They retro like a different version of this.
Yeah, whack.
But it's not this. There's nothing like the original. I remember getting this in seventh grade.
I think my friend stole those Mervins.
I think you stole them. Nah, I think you told us you
stole them. I had some Rodmans, but. Not that one, I don't think.
Okay.
I don't remember which one it was, but I had some.
But remember, seventh grade, getting these, and I remember I came to school late.
Oh, I had the Lowe's with the swoosh on the toe box, like the one of the first shoes.
Oh,
ever.
The zip-up ones. You had the Indestruct ones. He had the ones that were like the playground joints.
Oh,
I know what he's talking about. Seventh grade, came through with these. Every single kid was like, those are the ugliest shoes ever. But people who knew these joints were fire, all right? Love them to death. Fire. Airshake, Indestruct, Rodmans. Number two.
Nah, I didn't have the Indestructs. I'm going to find them, though.
Number two, Air Jordan Infrared 6.
Number two?
This is number two. Now, this is number two for a particular reason, all right?
Okay.
My number one is like a really, really special reason, but my number two, to me, this is, I mean, everyone knows that knows me, knows I have about 5-6 pairs of these. Brand new. I mean, this is just the greatest Jordan to me of all time.
I had these right here low, but the black ones.
Yeah, those ones, I love those. Those are Darwins.
Darwins, that's right. Yeah.
Harold Miner wore those. Greatest sneaker to me of all time. I love them to death. There's just something that I would never give up. I mean, I'm probably going to get rid of a few pairs because it doesn't make any sense to have five, six pairs that are brand new. But this to me is the greatest Jordan of all time. And I remember getting, I think this was the first Jordan I got. This might have been the very first Jordan I got as a kid, and I think it was fourth grade, and I remember feeling fresh. Like, I just remember, like, that walking through the hall, that running to the cafeteria trying to get your cafeteria lunch. I remember that, and everybody was just, they couldn't believe I had them. Like, it was just one of those big things to have these. Number six, Black Infrared Jordan 6. Number two, Infrared 6. And my number one... And I'm going to bring the box up for this. I have the box for all of these, but I'm bringing the box for this. This is the original box, all right? They talked about LWPs.
LWPs,
They talked about AirTech Challenges. This right here is an original Nike box, all right? I think these were from 87. It's a 9.5. These are important to me because these were actually my dad's shoes, all right? I've had these. We've moved a lot of places, and I've had these ever since, all right? These are AirTech Futures, all right? These were also an Agassi that was very underrated, all right? Now, these joints...
You in here breaking stuff, no?
These joints right here, they've been through it, all right? These are old. These are my dad's shoes, all right? And I don't know how we've managed to, like, just keep bringing them along. They just kept coming along. And, I mean... They're obviously not wearable. They're cracked. I mean, they smell like a homeless man's backpack. I mean, they're just trash. But you know what? It's something that I'll never give up. It's one of the few shoes in my... I mean, the box might have mold in it. Like, I have no idea what this is in the box. But it's something I'll never give up. Well, I've always had it.
Hand sanitizer, no?
I don't even want to breathe this in. I mean, this could possibly be the patient zero for anthrax. Yeah. But, you know, like I said, they were my dad's, and, you know, it's just one of those things that, like I say, you know what, these will always be in my closet. No laces. I tried them on one time, and they almost turned to dust, so they just sit in my closet right now, but I do love these a lot, so they mean a lot to me. So, that is my top five sneakers that mean the most things to me. Anything else, fellas?
I don't know. I mean, I guess we could touch quickly on the conference final series and what's going on in OKC and what's going on with Cleveland.
Well, is there a game tonight?
Do you have an update tonight? Yeah, Cleveland's playing right now.
That game's over. Woo! 92-57.
I hope it's Cleveland.
I hope it's the Raptors.
Okay. Who was the home team?
Cleveland. Raptors.
Wow. Okay. Cleveland going to pull. Looks like Cleveland going to pull that out.
37-19 in the first quarter. Halftime 65-34.
Is OKC going to put an end to the best season ever, best regular season ever in basketball?
I'm going to say this. OKC, you know, might win the series, but they are not winning game five. I can guarantee you it's going back to Oklahoma. Guarantee.
Okay. So you think OKC in six?
I think it's going to be very tough for the Warriors to win in Oklahoma City. Let's put it this way. If Oklahoma City was played defense like that for the entire time that Westbrook and KD were there, and Westbrook is making threes, no one's beating them, period. Yeah.
And they put a lot of trust in their role players.
I mean, did you guys see him? I don't know what the number was. I didn't look at it. But did you see how many blocks
Ibaka
they had down low where the Warriors, whoever on the Warriors, I don't know, Livingston, Spates, I don't know who it was, numerous people, wide open underneath, block, 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 contested at the rim, miss, layup, block, block. If nuts. Never seen OKC play defense like that.
If there's any team that could win three in a row, it's the Warriors.
If there is any team.
If there is any team. I mean.
No, they absolutely can. I'm not saying they can't. There's no doubt about that. I mean, even the Vegas number right now. Listen, to put in perspective what the Warriors did during the regular season, they were down 2-1 in the series, and they were still the favorite. Right now, down 3-1, they're only plus 225.
Dude, did I drink her beer?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's what I was trying to get.
Why you didn't say something?
What are you freaks doing here, man?
I drunk the rest of his beer. Man, why you sit there and look at me like that? Man, get that out of here.
There's a beer right there. Who's that?
Again. Oh. I'm crying again, yo.
Y'all suspect.
That was my beer.
Why you didn't say something?
I was trying to get it back and you drunk it.
Bro. I don't know. Man.
Y'all are actual suspects. Number one and number two.
Gotta get out of
here. Put y'all in the cop car together, dude.
I gotta need some mouthwash, man.
I gotta get out of here.
I'm feeling crazy, man. Why you didn't say something? All you did was point at it. I thought you like wanted
already.
A sip.
I was like, give me that.
I thought you wanted a sip of it. I was like, you're not sipping my beer.
You took it away when I did my top five.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, you drunk my beer. That's gross.
Man. Anyways, like I said, if anybody could win the game, anybody could win three in a row, it's the Warriors. All right? Are they going to do it? I don't think so. I think Westbrook is way too much for their guards. And when Steph Curry is gone, he's gone.
Gone.
I watched the game last night. He's on the court, and I couldn't even – it felt like he wasn't even out there. I didn't even see him shoot nothing. He wasn't doing anything. So I don't know if he's still hurt.
He was turning the ball over. That's what he was doing.
Ooh, he turns the ball over a lot. All right.
So we got OKC versus Cleveland in the finals?
I guess.
I think that's what it's going to be, too.
I've been going
for
Cleveland.
Based on the way the – I was about to say the Browns, but based on the way the Cavs, Cavs played in Toronto, it might get back to Cleveland for Game 7.
That's actually true. It might be. It might be 7 to close them out.
They're not
Toronto,
playing. They're winning tonight and then go back to Toronto for one. Right?
Yeah, for one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One. It'll come back to Cleveland.
Yeah.
It'll come back to Cleveland. I mean, I've been going for Cleveland, but they've been playing so awful in Toronto. I was like, you know, if they lose this game 4, I'm going for the Raptors. Like, I'm sick of it. I just don't know at what point. I don't know why. I mean, maybe it's just me. I just feel at some point LeBron has to say, I'm going to score 50 points this game. Or 40 points this game.
I look at the Raptors roster and I don't know how they're even where they are, let alone
I don't get it at all.
Two wins.
At all.
I look at the Raptors roster and maybe I
don't give enough credit to Kyle, what's his name? What's the point?
Lowry and DeRozan.
Yeah. No, I could care less about anyone else on that team. Lowry is the one who.
Yeah, but they're
like
both all stars. Yeah. They both average in the 20s.
Well, it's funny because like I look at the.
DeRozan doesn't play any defense. He doesn't give you anything besides.
I just don't see how those two
scoring.
Can get you to number two in the East.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I look at their team, and I look at, like, I see, like, Phoenix Suns. Like, why aren't the Phoenix Suns that good?
Because of Kyle Lowry. Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, if
Valanciunas, or however you pronounce his name.
Valanciunas.
Isn't he good, too?
Yeah, he's good.
He's pretty good, but they don't really credit him with much. He's a...
LeBron has 31 tonight, so coming on your
goodness. Well, who else is on their roster?
I couldn't even tell you. What's his name?
Tristan Thompson has 27 points right now.
That's why they're up by 27.
Kevin Love.
Oh, that's why.
Shit, fuck. I'm looking at minutes. bad.
So LeBron has 31 minutes.
He was scared to say sucking dick last time, and now he's saying shit fuck back.
So how many does LeBron so how many does LeBron have?
23 points for LeBron, 25 for Kevin Love, and 21 for Kyrie
Irving.
Look
at that minutes. I'm like, there's no way Tristan Thompson had 27 points.
So the big three are putting in work tonight. And right now,
looking at minutes,
Lowry and DeRozan are combined for 26. So
who is on this roster? Okay, they got Damari Carroll. All right, so that's a good, that's a good piece.
He doesn't score that much, though.
He's a good piece, though.
He's a good piece, though. He's,
he's a good Joseph beam. Backup.
Man. I bet he don't drink other
They got Miyambo. Dude, Miyambo looks crazy.
I looked up, I Miyambo saw something on Twitter
like
about
40 rebounds.
He made, Miyambo made three shots outside 15 feet or something all season long, and then he made
that
a bunch of jumpers
footer,
like in the last game or whatever. Two games.
26 rebounds in game four.
Man, right. He's a beast.
He's going to get a little bit
of
money.
That's what he does. I mean,
how many points Tristan Thompson got?
Nine.
God, how many rebounds he had? It better be about 15.
Nine, I think. Yeah, God, nine.
They gave him all that money. He sucks. I'm sorry.
They gave him all that money because LeBron made
them. Well, they won't care if they win the championship, trust me.
Oh, yeah, they won't. They're not winning the championship, though. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
If OKC gets there and Cavs get there, who's winning?
Oh, I think.
Okay, look, let's take one step back because none of us expected OKC even to beat the Spurs because we expected the old OKC team that could score but didn't guard anyone.
Yeah.
This team is playing
out of their
not
minds.
Just like elite defense for them. They're like the number one team in the NBA style defense right now. They held San Antonio to less than a point per possession, and they're doing the same thing to the Warriors right now. It's insane. Those are the two best offenses and two most efficient offenses, I guess I should say, in the NBA, back to back. And it was it 4-2 or 4-2 against San Antonio, or was it 4-1? It was 4-1, wasn't it?
4-2.
Is that what it was?
I think Spurs won 2.
Because the Spurs won the first game, they killed them. But I thought after
destroyed
that,
destroyed them.
Okay, so they won 2.
I think so. The Spurs won 2.
So they're 7-3 against the Spurs and Warriors in their last 10 games. Like, and with Westbrook's making threes, there's nothing you can do. Already said no. If you can't guard, you have to make. It's like LeBron. You have to make those guys shoot jump shots. If they make their jump shots, you're not beating them. Period. End of story. That's what basketball is all about. Make teams take low percentage shots. If they make them, you're going to lose. Period.
So are we assuming OKC and Cleveland finals?
Yes.
No, I'm not, because like you said, if any team can do it, it's Golden State. And I think it's guaranteed to go back. See, this is the funny thing. I read this today, too. Golden State, everyone's saying right now, oh, they're over the hill or someone's hurt or whatever the all these goofy comments are. But the funniest part is if they win game five, the commentary is going to turn to, oh, it's a must win for OKC because they're winning in Oakland. You know what I mean? It's so funny how like
how
finicky
is.
People are in sports. Yeah. Like it's
well,
not,
that's,
it doesn't, it shouldn't work like that.
And
you
that's
know
what
I mean?
They said too. I mean, I was listening yesterday and it was like, you
like
know,
one game doesn't change that unless it's a game seven.
But they're saying, you know, now the pressure's on OKC to close the series out in OKC, and if they don't, oh no, like you've got two more games left to play, and so yeah, I mean it changes with every game, with every
win. It changes with the wind, and the most annoying people in the world are like the Mike Wilbons of the world. Cats don't even understand how statistics work, and now they're talking about,
oh, oh I see this happening. I see
Mike
this happening.
Wilbon lives out here. He might be on the show one day, and you're going to bag him like that.
Hey, well, if he comes on the show, then me and him can battle just like Gregory
you
and your boy can battle.
Hug it out.
And
I like Mike Wilbon.
I like Wilbon, too.
What?
I do. I didn't say he says anything right. I just said I like him.
I like Wilbon.
You also like Skip Bayless and Colin Cowherd, so yeah.
I never said I like Skip
I'm not
Bayless.
Talking about you. I'm talking about him.
I never said I like Skip Bayless. I like First Take.
You said that before.
I might have. He's a Cowboys fan.
The only commentators I don't, or the only people I don't like, are Skip Bayless, Stephen A. Smith, and Colin Cowherd.
Wilbon is the same kind of thing.
No,
he's just not as obnoxious. Yes, he is. It's a hot take machine. That's what he is.
He's a good person. He's a good person.
All right. Game five. Warriors winning.
Game five.
Yeah, they're winning. No doubt.
Warriors
a home
win game five.
They'll probably win by 25 again, like I correctly predicted last time.
If OKC is going to win, it's going to be in six in OKC. That's the only. If it goes back to seven, I think it's going to be the Warriors. So OKC has to close it out in six. Cleveland in Cleveland, possibly in seven, if they can't.
If it gets to seven, listen, Cleveland can obviously win in Toronto. I don't think they do, but if you see what they're doing in Cleveland right now, if it comes back to Cleveland, Cleveland's not losing at home. Yeah.
Toronto, so I think Cleveland.
I'm not buying Toronto.
I think Cleveland easily wraps that series. I'm going to say Cleveland in six. I'm going to say OKC in six. Thank you for participating in episode 10 of the Sneak Disc.
Episode 10!
Boing, boing.
Yeah.
Boing, boing.
Yeah.
Put that corn in your mouth.
Love it.
Eat it. Chomp it.
Anything else?
Yeah, don't forget, comment on YouTube. Give us those thumbs up. The 33 people that gave us thumbs down, F you. We don't want you to come back anyways. Subscribe to the channel. Check us out.
Oh, no, I want y'all to come back. I don't care if you do give us thumbs down. Come back just to give us a thumbs down.
And shout out to, you know, everybody we mentioned. Shout out to Johnny Gonzalez. It's his birthday, one of our listeners.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Johnny.
He asked for some more episodes. Hopefully this one, you know, quenches your thirst. And
all right. Are you going to say this is the sneak disc?
And that's the sneak disc.
Boing.